This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, we'll get into the Texans and the Bills here in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to get you ready for this game. This was some interesting audio, though, from James Palmer. James Palmer, former NFL Network, now with Underdog Fantasy. He was at the Texans and Jags game on Sunday. He was in the locker room following the game. And this was interesting because we saw the DeMeco pep talk after the game. It looked like any other, not pep talk, but like the post-game speech. He was fired up. Everybody was fired up. But apparently by the time James Palmer got there, everybody was not fired up.
I went down to Houston, saw those Texans get back on track, kind of with a win over the winless Jaguars. C.J. Stroud has a game-winning drive. I get to the locker room. It's a ghost town. It was the worst winning locker room I have covered in 15 years of the NFL. I mean, my head's on a swivel. I'm like, did they not just have a game-winning drive, score with seconds left, and win this game, and there's nobody to be found? Guys who are in there are not talking. I go up to Stephon Diggs, hey, man, you want to chat? I'm not talking today. Okay. Laramie Tunsil talked for like 30 seconds, and I'm trying to dig going like, what? Am I missing something here?
Okay, so it's one of two things. Without knowing the answer, one of two things. Either they're bummed out about how they played in the game, or they're being antisocial.
Or they're just upset with they saw a mean tweet or something like that. Now, James Palmer, it should be pointed out, one of the reasons James does a very good job at his job. He just got caught up in the wash at NFL Network, where they're getting rid of everybody.
Everybody's going to join him at some point.
From the time when I was first here and he was at CSN Houston, James Palmer does a really good job forming relationships with players. He's a reporter. He's not an opinion giver, so he's never really printing anything about them that they wouldn't like. And he does really nice pieces on them, and he forms a good, he's got a youthful vibe to him.
Yeah.
And players generally like talking to him. So for James especially to walk into that locker room and have a few guys that he's probably done long interviews with before just completely turned down talking, yeah, that's notable.
That is notable. Yeah, that is notable. So why is that the case? Well, thankfully, Detective Palmer did a little bit of digging to find out why.
And then I kind of got to the bottom of it, making some calls and some texts. This is a team, Steve, that I think everybody had as what? A Super Bowl contender after C.J. Stroud's unbelievable rookie season. Then they just get just destroyed by the Vikings 2 weeks ago. Eke out, like I said, a win against the Jaguars. And essentially what I was told was, we cannot keep playing like this. If we want to get to the places we believe we can get to. And my thought is, something was said post-game by DeMeco Ryans to try to get yourself right, because we have a game against Buffalo.
Good to hear the players realize that.
And I think that's what the sentiment from D'Amico has been during the week. Bobby Slowick yesterday just flat out saying, we gotta be able to run the football. We just can't do that. If teams are going to play cover two shells versus all the time. And nobody has faced more cover two this year than the Houston Texans. That's they are, every team is going out there and just trying to take the top off of this potential receiving threat. When teams do that, you should be able to run the ball. It should be relatively easy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the frustrating thing about it. So this week, this is what the Bills do every week anyway. So other teams have kind of tweaked their scheme to accommodate the fact that the Texans have so many receiving threats. The Bills are just going to go out and play their normal defense.
Yeah.
Part of that normal defense includes being kind of soft versus the run. So if you can't run the ball versus the Bills, where they're almost conceding it a little bit, and if you can't get yourself into better down and distance situations, then it's a real issue. So like, that's where I'm looking at this game. Somebody had earlier asked, like, well, if the Texans win but they only squeak it out, are you still going to feel like, okay, well, this is a better team than maybe they were before? It depends on the nature of the game. Mm-hmm. If it's close, if they win and it's close and ugly and they shoot themselves in the foot a lot, I would actually get kind of excited about that because they've been doing that against bad teams. They've been making it closer than it needs to be, and they've been hurting themselves as much as anything else.
Yeah.
If they actually beat the Bills while hurting themselves with some penalties, I'd say, all right, well, they've definitely got to fix that. But that's at least a team that can play a sloppy game and still beat a good team.
They haven't beaten a team yet that I expect to be in the postseason this year.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of where, like, I don't expect the Colts to be in the postseason. I expect the Colts to be the second best team in the division. I said that before the year, and as of right now, they are. I don't expect the Bears to be in the postseason this year. Didn't before the season. I don't expect the Jags to be in the postseason this year, and did not before the season. I expect the Bills to be in the postseason, and the Bills, though, so far this season have, their best has been much better than the Texans' best. My promise, I will reiterate, that I said earlier in the show and I've been saying all week, I promise it after this game, I don't care what the win looks like, the Bills are a good enough team where I will be happy to get the win. The way D'Amico talked about this Jacksonville game, yeah. Whatever it takes, whoever it takes, and for however long it takes us, I will accept this one. There will be no negative Nancy in the post game or on Monday from me if they win this game.
There you go, Sean.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is I think it's just a good reminder that in the NFL, free agency never works the same way it does in baseball or elsewhere. There's time sometimes that it takes for guys to get fully integrated, mm-hmm. and for everything to click. And if you need consolation, just think back to how many years Tom Brady would start off over the first four games of the season, and people would say, ah, that's it. They're done. And then they go off
Happened
and they
a
win
lot.
A Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
CJ's actually played well. It's not the fireworks that we anticipated.
Mm-mm.
The Texans are the eighth scoring offense right now, which feels strange and weird because it doesn't seem like it seems like they should be smack dab in the middle, and yet offense around the league is down.
Yeah, they've had two games where they scored 19 points and 7 points.
Mm-hmm.
And yet that's good enough to be in the bottom eighth
of the top quartile.
Bottom quartile.
In the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
Not quite there, but I mean, they are in the upper quartile. A win any way they can get it this weekend is good. If there's 10 penalties and they win, I won't even bitch about the penalties on Sunday and Monday.
If they went to 33 teams, would you want three 11-team conferences?
3-11 team. What do we call a third of something? Is there a fancy word for it, like quartile is for a fourth of
a
something?
Third. Yeah.
There's not a third aisle or a tree aisle or
probably,
something like
but
that.
I don't know what
yeah,
it is.
I don't know what it is either.
I've got three concussions right now, Sean. which they say is bad.
Yeah. A lot of people worried about you on the text page, man. I just want you to know.
I appreciate
a lot
everybody's
of people
concern.
Sending their love. Seth,
you
got to
remember, I started off at a pretty low baseline, so this isn't. You're like, Seth always sounds concussed. How would I know?
You're still having a hell of a show. There's a lot of people jealous that Lisa Ann kind of checked on you during that interview.
Oh,
like, oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, yeah. Like, boy, having Lisa Ann checking on you in a sweet voice is a dream.
Yeah.
People are jealous.
Yeah.
That's all.
Thank you for all of your concern. Thank you for the tips and advice.
Yeah.
I noticed I got a little chippy earlier on, then I realized people are just being nice. Yes.
Yep.
Good suggestions, all of them.
How have you been this week? Like, has the Diggs drama been as much as you thought it would be this week?
No.
I'm a little disappointed, honestly.
I think in Buffalo, they're kind of reeling from the Ravens loss.
Yeah,
I also do think, Now, I don't know. I'm not talking to Buffalo fans up there, but I'm talking to a lot of media people. I've been on up there a lot this week. Mm-hmm. And most media people that I talk to in Buffalo say something along the lines of, look, you can paint it out like it was awful all the time, but that's not accurate. It was just always maybe a little something here, a little something there, and that over time, some people just have an expiration clock, yeah. And that's what it felt like. And not to mention, it made sense in a lot of ways. The Bills said goodbye to multiple free agents who they would have loved to retain, but mm-hmm. they just didn't have the money to do it. So if you're going to kind of rip the Band-Aid off right now, I think they look at, okay, if we could have figured out a way to keep Stephon Diggs, who isn't getting along all that great within the organization, what are we really accomplishing anyway? Even if he didn't have any issues, he's an aging wide receiver, and we're trying to kind of reset the financial structure.
Yeah,
right now.
I mean, I do think the Bills offensively and the not without having Diggs has been one of the bigger surprises this season so far.
This is what they're concerned about in Buffalo, is that they haven't been explosive in terms of getting big plays downfield. Yeah. They've been spreading it out horizontally a lot. And sometimes that's the kind of stuff that looks really good at the beginning of the season, but then teams start to figure it out. And that's where you wonder how well is this Bills offense going to age if they don't really get a viable deep threat.
That's where their decision in the draft to trade out of where they were and move into the early part of the second round and let Kansas City get Xavier Worthy, and then they drafted Keon Coleman. Mm-hmm. Keon Coleman, who's a joy in press conferences, he's hilarious. But he also... it does not get a lot of separation. He's a bigger bodied guy.
Yeah.
Guys stick to him, but he's able to kind of body his way. Xavier Worthy would have been an interesting one because he solves that problem for them. Like, mm-hmm. he's a down. No, they're both rookies, so who the hell knows? But that's what surprised me about that is them. That would have been a perfect fit, I think, for them right
there. Yeah, for what they need.
For what they need
now.
Yeah. So that was interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thing. My buddy Wallace tweeted this yesterday. I'm curious your thoughts on this. You've had people...
I haven't read this yet, so I wanted to give you my honest, genuine reaction.
Okay, good, good. You've had people give you tickets to things before, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all have. Wallace has a lot of people he gives tickets to, myself included from mm-hmm. time to time. There was a certain person he gave tickets to a sporting event that the tickets wound up on...
Oh,
a ticket site.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah, going to buy tickets and, you know, gave them away.
And
somebody else needed tickets.
Does something Wallace himself could have done if he had known it wasn't going to go to a friend. Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah, sold the tickets and for a lot of money. So Wallace put up this poll. Hypothetically, if you gift someone world-class seats to a sporting event and they sell them what is a valid reaction. Here are the four choices. Valid reaction. The tickets are theirs. Go get your money.
Yeah.
Call them out.
Uh-huh.
Be disappointed, but just move on.
Mm-hmm.
Or why care? Okay, so those are the four reactions.
I would say be disappointed, but move on. There's no hard and fast rule, and yet that is, it does feel like you just, if I had wanted to give you cash, I would have given you cash.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I could have, you know, and I feel Wallace has done very well for himself.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of those moments where you feel like, oh, I'm just a sucker, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm just, guy just looks at me as Mr. Moneybags, and that's what I am to him. Is like, okay, he's just going to go ahead and take it. Like, it's bogus. I would try to move on from it. I might have to have a conversation with him about it.
Yeah, be disappointed and move on. Finished second.
Okay.
43.
Call him out was number
43.1%. Yeah. Call him out. That's what I voted for.
This is how it would have gone for
46.7% said call him out.
I would have been disappointed and then moved on. And then eventually, after it was still bothering me, I would have said, well, I need to be an adult and at least address this.
Yeah.
This is something that could affect our friendship.
Right.
And I can't just... Yeah, you know, we love to say we can move on, but usually you don't. So, yeah, I would have ended up calling
him out.
Call him out
to me means going on social media and embarrassing them.
Yeah, like if Wallace had put his the text chain
screen
on there
grab.
Or something with the name of who it was.
Yeah,
doxed him.
Yeah. Call him out wins. How would you handle? You just said how you would handle it.
I would say, I know, but I wouldn't be. I mean, depending on how close I am with him, I'd say, like, hey, man, like, that's,
it's messed
up. Honestly, there's other people I could have given that ticket to.
Yeah.
That I wanted to give it as a gift to somebody that really wanted to go. And,
I don't know how you get to a place where you're literally putting in the data in Game Time or StubHub.
Without having called Wallace first and said, hey, I can't use this ticket.
Without having said to yourself, what am I doing right here? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like now, to that person, okay, because this is what might come up. Remember, seek first to understand is where I should have said. I should have started with this. Who knows? You know what? The guy might be under a lot of duress for some reason, and he might have felt awful doing it.
Yeah.
And he could have told, like, maybe
what
I'll tell
understand,
Wallace,
that was
like,
not the
listen,
case,
man, I just, you know what? Things actually are kind of tough right now. I felt awful about it, but I shot my shot.
Yeah.
Then I could have some empathy for him, I think.
Someone says on the text page, call them out 1,000,000%. I feel like that's what,
Were there anybody people saying, how many people said, hey, you gave it to them, it's theirs?
5.5%.
Mm-hmm.
5.5%, which finished third. Why Care finished last, 4.7%.
That's an unwritten rule that I never even thought needed to be spelled out as an unwritten rule. I think it's just a common courtesy.
Like, if you can't use the tickets, you give them back. Or, if you were never compelled to use the tickets in the first place, don't take them.
Let's test this. Because my gut reaction is that it's wrong.
Okay.
And yet, when you receive a Christmas present, if it's not something you like necessarily, it's generally accepted that you can go swap it out for something else or return it, right?
Yeah, swap it out for something else. But that's different than going and getting American currency for it.
Yeah,
getting money for it. Now, have you ever gotten a gift card from somebody and it's somewhere you don't shop or you're just like, I don't really... And you go to one of those websites where you can swap gift cards out for like 80% of the value?
Oh, I didn't know those existed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I've
never done that, but...
I always go do it. To honor the gift, I try to go and do whatever restaurant or store or whatever it is.
I like having gift cards.
I say go to. I can do it online most of the time, but
yeah.
I like having those. Remember when I was out to dinner with you?
Yeah.
And James?
Yeah.
And who else? It turned out I had a Papa's gift card.
Yeah,
so
where were we?
I was like, oh, hey, I'm Mr. Moneybags.
Yes.
So I was like, here, take this.
Oh, yeah.
And Sean can pick up whatever's left. Yeah. Turns out there was $1.73 on the gift card.
I forgot about that. Thanks, Seth. where were we? That's going to bother me.
It was at the, the Mexican place on Richmond and Kirby.
El Tiempo? Picos?
No, Pico.
Chewy's?
Richmond and Kirby. Whichever one.
That's Picos, yeah. Papacitos.
Papacitos,
yeah.
Papa's gift card.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
That's why we went there, because I had a gift card.
That's right. For $1.73. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. The ever-changing odds on where Davante Adams is going to wind up. We have a bonus now.
It was Vanessa Richardson. That's who we were
That's with. Who was with us. Yeah. That's right. A bonus odds for Tyreek Hill. The ever-changing odds on where these wide receivers are going to end up. We'll get to the Texans as well between now and the end of the show. Get you ready for the Texans and the Bills. That is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.